As we take a look at our world and national news headlines and the noontime news on this Monday, April 8th of 2024, good afternoon. I'm Chris Fee. As we take a look at our headlines, the moon has started to cover up the sun as a partial eclipse begins over the South Pacific. Millions along a narrow corridor in North America from Mexico's Pacific coast to eastern Canada hope for clouds to clear as they eagerly wait the totality to reach their location. The first location in continental North America to experience totality, Mexico's Pacific coast at around 2 p.m. Eastern time, so 1 p.m. today. The weather isn't looking good for a large part of the eclipse's path. Clouds could get in the way for a stretch of the route, with the heaviest clouds expected in parts of Texas. The skies are expected to be clear in northern New England. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has escalated his pledge to invade the southern Gaza city of Rafah, declaring there is a date. Netanyahu has repeatedly said Israel must send ground forces into Rafah, saying it is Hamas's last stronghold in Gaza. But the international community, including the U.S., opposes the operation, saying that roughly 1.4 million civilians seeking shelter there will be in danger. Israel has insisted it has a plan to protect the civilians. In a video statement today, Netanyahu said the Rafah operation is essential to victory. He said it will happen. There is a date, without elaborating. The Vatican has declared that gender-affirming surgeries and surrogacy are grave violations of human dignity. A new document from the Doctrine Office puts them on par with abortion and euthanasia as practices that violate God's plan for human life. In its most eagerly anticipated section, the Vatican flat-out rejected gender theory or the idea that one's gender can be changed. It said God created man and woman as biologically different, separate beings, and said people must not tinker with that plan or try to make oneself God. President Joe Biden is traveling to Wisconsin to announce details of a new plan to help more than 30 million people with their student loan debt. The Democratic president will visit Madison on Monday, a week after primary voting in the Midwest battleground state highlighted a weakness for him and for Republican challenger Donald Trump. Biden is expected to talk in Wisconsin's liberal capital about coming federal regulations highlighting new categories of borrowers who would be eligible to have their debt reduced or eliminated. Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court foiled Biden's plan to provide hundreds of billions of dollars in student loan debt relief. His new plan is smaller and would expand federal student loan relief to new categories of borrowers through the Higher Education Act. Or a great move by all politicians would be make college more affordable. That might be a good start there. Then you won't have to do all this. But that, we all know, won't happen. That is about it. And the reason why many aren't going to college anymore. It's just not worth it. It's easier to go to a two-year degree and have a great-paying job and not have any debt. That's what a lot of students are starting to do and making the right decision for them. That is about it on the sports world and national news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the current conditions right now and the rest of the noontime news coming up right after this.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, Ag and business banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
Well, taking a look at our present conditions right now in downtown Crookston. It's looking, we're looking at the silver lining here. At least we're not getting we weren't supposed to be in the full totality of the eclipse, because that would have been a bummer with the clouds. But right now we have 48 degrees in downtown Crookston. We have cloudy skies. Our temperature is we told you our temperature right now at 48 degrees. We have cloudy skies, an east wind of 5 miles an hour. Barometric pressure has been steady over the last hour and for most of the day at 29.72 inches. We do have humidity at 62%. And again, we have a wind chill of right around 44, 45 degrees, so not much cooler at all with that light wind. Cloudy skies and 48 right now in downtown Crookston. As we take a look at the forecast for today, a 30% chance of rain after 3 p.m. It'll be mostly cloudy, a high near 50, north winds of 5 to 10 miles an hour. New precipitation amounts less than a tenth of an inch possible. Tonight, a 10% chance of rain before 7 p.m. It'll be mostly cloudy, a low around 35, north winds around 5 to 10. We'll take a look at the forecast as the temperatures will continue to warm up here through the week. We'll tell you all about that, and we could see 70s by the end of the week as well. We'll get you up to date on that a little later here in our noontime news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the state news. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Riverview Health and Prue Refrigeration and Heating.
Prue Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, they are now looking for a full-time office secretary. Experience with computers and QuickBooks is preferred, but they will train. This position is 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and offers full benefits. You can apply for the office secretary position by dropping off your resume, or you can pick up an application at Prue Refrigeration and Heating, located at 524 Marin Avenue in Crookston.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but it doesn't have to be. When detected early, colorectal cancer is one of the most curable types of cancer. Men and women ages 45 to 75 should get regular colon cancer screenings. Riverview Health has an experienced team of providers that offer screening without waiting months for an appointment. Call 218-281-9595 for more information.
Exceptional people, exceptional care.
Riverview Health.
As we take a look at the state news, 10 Minnesota state colleges offer Z degrees. Program students can complete with zero textbook costs using open educational resources. Anoka Ramsey Community College professor Vicki McMurdo, before she made the switch.
For my chemistry classes, it's like $70-$80 per semester for a chemistry textbook if they get one from a publisher.
So any place that they can save money is beneficial.
McMurdo notes that students struggling financially often forego buying expensive textbooks, hoping they can pass the class without them. Make learning accessible and have saved students $8.5 million so far. Top Democrats at the Minnesota legislature continue negotiations trying to avert Uber and Lyft's threatened May 1st pullout from Minneapolis over a new ordinance that will set minimum pay for rideshare drivers. Republican Representative Pat Garofalo from Farmington says he agrees with Democrats' maximum pressure campaign. However,
banking on the Minneapolis City Council to do the right thing is an extremely dangerous game of chicken for not only Uber riders, but also Uber drivers.
Garofalo says Plan B is necessary, namely the legislature canceling the Minneapolis ordinance. Senate Democratic Majority Leader Aaron Murphy, of course, disagrees, saying they're working on
statewide policy that will support the drivers in their work so that people can use rideshare. And the people who are working for rideshare, like Uber and Lyft, are being paid a fair minimum wage.
So stay tuned. We'll have more on that as that continues. St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter says lawmakers at the state capitol, to highlight a bill designed to curb the sharp rise in theft of copper wire from street lamps, telephone systems, traffic lights, and other equipment. Minnesota News Network's Bill Werner has a preview of other goings-on today at the legislature.
A Senate committee debates a bill that would make a swatting call a felony if it falsely directs emergency responders to the home of an elected official, judge, prosecutor, peace officer, or correctional facility employee. There are informational hearings in the Minnesota Senate on artificial intelligence and on the state's current moratorium on construction of new nuclear power plants. Later in the day, the Minnesota House debates and votes on judiciary, public safety, and elections policy bills.
And Bill Werner. And there's a House hearing today at 1 on the bill that would allocate $200,000 to remove the statue of Henry Maurer Rice, one of Minnesota's first two U.S. senators, from the U.S. Capitol and replace it with a statue of former Vice President and U.S. Senator Hubert Humphrey. And in other state news, Minnesotans have been showing a great interest in one of the state's newest specialty license plates, as nearly 50,000 of the new blackout license plates have been purchased since they were introduced on January 1st. The Driver and Vehicle Services Division expects to sell about 160,000 of these plates this year, which would make it the most popular specialty plate in Minnesota's history. The purchase of these plates contributes to a state fund dedicated to the operation of Driver and Vehicle Services. And that is about it. If you're wondering why you're seeing more of those black Minnesota license plates, that is the reason. Haven't figured out the popularity on them yet, though. Not sure what it's all about. And we don't want to look like Iowa, do we? No. Well, except for our women's basketball team. That's about it. We'll tell you more about that as well. That's going to be coming up next on The Sports.
An energy-efficient train system from Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency when matched train components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, cooling, and clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment. It's hard to stop a train. Call Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, 281-1370.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but it doesn't have to be. When detected early, colorectal cancer is one of the most curable types of cancer. Men and women ages 45 to 75 should get regular colon cancer screenings. Riverview Health has an experienced team of providers that offer screening without waiting months for an appointment. Call 218-281-9595 for more information.
Exceptional people, exceptional care. Riverview Health.
Now, taking a look at the sports scene from over the weekend. As you heard on Friday, it was a great start to the season for both Sacred Heart and Crookston, but Sacred Heart in softball was able to come away with a 3-2 victory, as you heard right here on KROX in the season opener for both squads. And the NBA, the Timberwolves, they lost to Phoenix 97-87. Women's basketball is the semifinals. It was South Carolina, as expected, beating North Carolina State 78-59. And the University of Iowa, they came from behind to beat the UConn Huskies 71-69 in one of the most watched basketball games in college basketball history. And that will change, I'm sure, here when we get the numbers later today on the championship. College baseball, it was UMC beating Winona State 6-3 and 5-1, sweeping a doubleheader on Friday. College softball, Winona State beat UMC 14-0, and then UMC wins game 2, 5-2. Minnesota State Mankato, they shut out UMC women's tennis 7-0. On the sports scene from Saturday, it was St. Louis University in the women's NIT championship beating the Gophers 69-50. In men's basketball, it was Purdue, as most expected, to beat North Carolina State 63-50. And no surprise, UConn, they beat Alabama 86-72. And I think most people expected a Purdue-UConn championship, and that's what we're going to get here tonight. Baseball, it was Cleveland beating the Twins 3-1. College baseball, UMC beat Winona State 4-2. And then Winona State with a suicide squeeze in the 12th inning, they beat UMC 11-10. And in women's softball, Mankato beat UMC 9-8 and 5-3. And women's tennis, UMC edges Winona State 4-3. Winnipeg, they beat the Wild by a score of 4-2. On the sports schedule from yesterday, the Twins, they were supposed to play Cleveland. That was postponed to August 9th because it rained all day yesterday. Did I mention the Twins lost on Saturday 3-1? The Twins only had two hits in the game. Somehow they stranded 11 runners on base in that game. And I was at the game. I'm still trying to figure out how that happened, besides obviously some walks and different things like that. But a frustrating game for Twins fans. Once again, the pitching very solid, but the offense not quite there yet this season for the Twins. The Timberwolves, they get a big win over the Lakers, 127-117. They're tied for first place in the Western Conference. Actually, they have the tiebreaker over Denver, so they're in first place as we speak. The Minnesota Wild, they beat Chicago 4-0, a little too late for the Wild as they're not quite mathematically out of the playoffs, but that'll be coming, I'm sure, later this week. And heck of a game last night, but South Carolina with their 8 McDonald's All-Americans and season high scoring performance by St. Michael Albertville's Tessa Johnson. She was the Miss Basketball in Minnesota last year, and it was South Carolina. They were just too deep, and they beat Iowa 87-75. Again, the numbers haven't come out for that one yet, but South Carolina, they only have 3 losses in the last 3 years. Been one of the top programs. They graduated their 5 starters from last year's team, and all they do is reload. Again, 8 McDonald's All-Americans, and they have a Minnesotan on their team, Tessa Johnson from St. Michael Albertville High School. So congratulations to them, and well-deserved. They had an outstanding team and a great career for Caitlin Clark as well. And I think that is about it on that scene. Don Staley, the coach of South Carolina, as classy as it gets, I think she was wearing an outfit that cost about $6,000. But with her contract, she can afford that. Just a classy player, or was a classy player, a great player, and also a great coach as well. And nice to see them. If anybody was going to win, you have Lisa Bluter, you have Gino Auriemma, and you have Don Staley, 3 of the classiest coaches you'll find anywhere. And it's good to see that the people that do it right and are able to recruit well do make it far. Let's see what we have on the sports scene for today. It's the Minnesota Twins. They're going to start a series with the Los Angeles Dodgers. 6 o'clock will be the pregame show, 6:40. The first pitch tonight from Target Field. And men's basketball, it should be a dandy tonight. You have the 2-time National Player of the Year, Zach Edey, the 7'4 kid from Purdue. And they get ready to take on the defending champs, the University of Connecticut, UConn. Should be a dandy, and that gets underway this evening. Boys tennis, Crookston is at East Grand Forks, the triangular. 2:30, they take on East Side. At 4 o'clock, they'll take on Fergus Falls. And men's college golf, UMC, is in Kansas for day 1 of a 2-day meet. And the UMC women's golf team, they're at Augustana and Sioux Falls for day 1 of a 2-day meet there. That is about it on the sports scene. Again, all the stories, stats, scores, pictures, and more on our website, KROXAM.com, and click on sports. Tomorrow, the Pirate softball team, the varsity, was scheduled to take on West Marshall. Due to a field trip for some of the West Marshall players, I think it must be a senior group or something, they are not able to play varsity, but they will play JV and junior high only. And because of that, that game has been postponed to May, where they will play in Warren now, where Warren or West Marshall will take on the Northern Freeze and then Crookston on that day. So the schedules keep on changing, and we'll keep updating them on our website. We have them available, and we're updating them many times already since we posted them. Just go to KROXAM.com, KROX Sport, or KROX, the Pirate Sports Schedules, down to Spring Sports. And we have them all there. We update them, as we've said, many times already, and we'll do it every time we get notice from Nate Lebarski. That's a look at the Sports, we'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Polk County and Red Light County Veterans Affairs and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
My name is Curtis Allison. I'm the Polk and Red Light County Veteran Service Officer. I'm here to help veterans and their families navigate through the many layers of benefits provided by the state of Minnesota and the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. To contact me, call 218-281-3066 for Polk County. And for Red Light County, please call 218-689-8587 or visit the Polk or Red Light County websites. For statewide information, call the Veterans Link Vet line at 888-LINK-VET.
For quick meal ideas, stop by the deli at Hugo's Family Marketplace. Five legs and five fives of golden plump. 10-piece dark meat chicken, $9.99. Deli fresh twice-baked potatoes, two for $7. In Hugo's Produce Department, fresh asparagus, $2.99 a pound. And California navel oranges, 99 cents a pound. At 8-count select hot dog or hamburger buns, two for $6. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com and order your groceries online at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
As we take a look at the local news, the Crookston City Council will meet tonight at 5:30 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. The agenda includes a resolution regarding the appointment of Nick Nicholas to the Development Policy and Review Committee. He will also include the resolution regarding purchasing additional equipment for the Ray Eklund Complex through reserve funds and the resolution regarding the engagement of Advanced Engineering and Environmental Services, LLC. The consent agenda will include the approval of minutes from the March 25th City Council meeting. It will also include the approval of bills and disbursements in the amount of $612,820.44. The final item on the consent agenda will include the resolution regarding the approval of license renewals for Cement Mason and the resolution regarding the sale of fireworks at Walmart in the city limits of Crookston. On Friday, April 5th, the Minnesota Department of Transportation sent out a burning crew out to the northwest Minnesota region, that's District 2, through State Highway 9, heading south just past Beltrami, adjacent to the railroad tracks. MnDOT Public Affairs Representative Leslie Seitz explains the reasoning behind the upcoming prescribed burning zones.
So our crews are out for these prescribed burns, and we schedule them during optimal weather conditions to make sure that there's safety and effectiveness. And so what we're doing for these prescribed burns is for optimal vegetation health.
And the optimal vegetation holds are important this time of year because they help prevent weed infestation. It also helps the erosion control, protects water quality, and provides safer clear zones. Seitz gave her comments about motorist safety when encountering burning zones.
So during these prescribed burns, we want to make sure that motorists are aware to treat these areas just as if it's a worked zone. Drive with caution, put your phone down, slow down, and definitely be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah, motorists will encounter signage when approaching the burning areas, which will warn drivers about potential smoke. If you happen to witness smoke or fire in the burning areas, do not call in to report them. They have it under control. MnDOT has released the prescribed burns will likely take place throughout the entirety of April and May. And you'll see the state trucks and the four-wheelers, and you'll see the workers in the suits. We call them the fire suits as well. On March 27th, the Crookston High School Leo Club was presented its 33rd consecutive Excellence Award for the 2022-23 school year. The Crookston Leo Club is the only Leo Club worldwide to receive this honor for 33 consecutive years. Crookston Leo Club advisor Linda Morgan explains.
We are the number one Leo Club in the world, of which we've been told to that we have received this award, this Excellence Award, of what we do in the Crookston community every single year.
Every Leo Club in the world is run through each community's respective Lions Club. Advisors for each club are required to send in monthly reports and overviews of each project that the club partakes in. At the end of the year, the advisor sends in the yearly report, which ultimately determines the criteria for the Excellence Award and body of work the clubs have portrayed throughout the school year. Morgan explains what the yearly report consists of.
That report consists of everything that I have done and that the Leo Club has done throughout the year. It consists of how many members I have, what projects we have done, how many hours we have put into that, and which I, for all the kids, I take very good track of, at least I try to, of what projects they have done every year.
Every Leo club in the world is run through each community's respective Lions club. Advisors for each club are required to send in monthly reports and overviews of each project that the club partakes in. At the end of the year, the advisor sends in the yearly report, as we said. And Morgan believes that the Crookston Leo Club is able to separate themselves from many others due to the amount of kids that are involved with the club, as well as the returning the students who stick with the program during their entire high school career. The Crookston Club currently has 94 students participating, and Morgan believes she can raise that number to possibly 100 or more heading into next year. Morgan also said that being part of the Leo Club is beneficial in many ways, and helping people is on top of that list.
I think the benefits are is just making yourself feel good of helping each other and helping people in the community. And I tell the kids, I don't care if you only do a couple projects a year or just helping somebody. It just makes a difference. And I just in the long run, when they're young adults going to college, when they have to fill out resumes, a lot of jobs and organize or jobs that they're looking for is like how much volunteer work you have done.
And hats off to the Crookston High School Leo Club, the 33rd year in a row. They have received the Lions Excellence Award, well-deserved. They do great work in the community. As a fellow Leo Club alum, it was one of my favorite things at the high school that we did. Of course, sports and other activities was up there, but Leo Club was first and foremost my favorite. Helping people in the community. And other news, it is, believe it or not, Minnesota's Severe Weather Awareness Week this week. And the Severe Weather Awareness Week topic for today is weather alerts and warnings with Crookston firefighter Brian Hansen. Hansen began the theme by explaining how important it is to stay in tune with updates regarding severe weather.
We are fortunate to live in an age and country where our technology can communicate with us almost anywhere and give us advance warnings of impending hazards or other important information. Knowing where and how you can receive the warnings and what to do when you get them can mean the difference between life and death.
In weather emergencies, warnings can save lives. Traditional warning methods such as television, of course, radio here at KROX, outdoor sirens don't always reach everybody. Emergency officials now have a new way to send warnings directly to your cell phone in affected areas.
Wireless emergency alerts, or WEAs. These short messages may look like a text message, but unlike texts, which are sent directly to your phone number, these warnings will be broadcast to all phones within the range of designated cell towers.
That is the important part. If you're on vacation, let's just say you're in Florida, where there's obviously tornadoes, there's strong thunderstorms that move through. If you go into the county thing and you sign up, it will allow you to be a part of wherever you are across the United States. It'll go to your phone. So these new alerts will tell you the type of warning, affected area, and the duration. You may need to turn to other sources, such as radio, to receive more detailed information about what is happening and what actions you should take. So very good. I know we've used it when we've been on the road many times. We've had a notice that there's a severe thunderstorm warning or even a tornado warning. And so what do you do right away? You turn on the radio or the TV if you're close to one, and you see what's happening to stay safe. As we take a look at the police report and fire report on the 6th at 9:58 a.m., they responded to the 100 block of Sergeant Street for a report of an alarm activation. Upon arrival, it was found that cooking had caused the alarm to activate. They ventilated the room of any lingering smoke. There was no danger present. They reset the alarm and cleared the scene. On the 7th at 4 p.m., they responded to the North Acres Estates for a lift assist. Upon arrival, they assisted a local EMS and was able to get the patient to the ambulance. The fire department then cleared the scene. At 5:40 p.m., they responded to the 100 block of Sergeant Street on the 7th for a report of an alarm activation. Upon arrival, it was found that cooking had caused the alarm to activate. We've had a lot of those lately. We might have to put on some cooking classes here in town. But the firefighters, they ventilated the room, reset the alarm, and cleared the scene. So that 100 block of Sergeant having cooking issues. Let's see what else we have here. The Northwest Regional Corrections Center reported the arrest of Jason Craig Jensen, 54, of Crookston, for first-degree damage to property, reducing the property value by over $1,000. Bryce Anthony Moore, 27, of Grand Forks, for being a fugitive of justice from another state. Melissa Ann Vargas, 39, of East Grand Forks, for third-degree DUI. On the obituary desk, Daniel Josh Howard John Choi, 72, of Crookston, passed away at his home early Friday evening, April 5th, with his loving family at his side. Josh had a stroke 13 years ago, but together with his wife, Lori, and their daughter, Jennifer, they had all bravely dealt with the triumphs and sometimes the setbacks. Born October 31st, 1951, in Minneapolis, Josh was the son of the Reverend Edward and Naomi John Choi, grew up in Climax, where he attended Climax Elementary in high school. In 1980, he married the love of his life, Lori Jean Smith. The ceremony was held at Crookston's Covenant Church. Josh is survived by Lori, his soulmate for over 43 years, their daughter Jennifer and her partner John Qualley of Crookston, and their family, Jameson and Ella Jo Qualley, brother and sister-in-law Steve and Linda John Choi of Moorhead, sister Mary John Choi of the Benedictine Living Community in Crookston, and nephew Matthew John Choi of Virginia. From Lori's side of the family, he leaves several brothers-in-law and sisters-in-law, Janice and Ken Michalik of Black Duck, Nancy and Jerry Rood of Washington, Vicky and Shane Campbell of Arizona, and Ron and Bev Smith of Washington, together with many nieces, nephews, extended family, and friends. Josh was preceded in death by his parents, Edward and Naomi John Choi, grandparents, Albin and Olga Larson, and parents-in-law, Dan and B. Smith. Josh's life will be celebrated by his family with a private memorial service. Jason Eric Sperling, 55, of Fargo and formerly of Grand Forks, passed away Friday, March 8th. Jason was born 1968 in Crookston, the youngest of four sons of the union of Wilbur and Madonna Corinta Sperling. He was baptized at St. Paul's Lutheran Church and began his education in Crookston. Jason will be lovingly remembered by his mother, Madonna, a resident of the summit of Crookston, three brothers and sisters-in-law, Mark and Bonnie of Wadena, Shane and Dee and Jeff and Renee of Crookston, together with several nieces and nephews, Nicole, Justin, Chad, Natalie, Joshua, Matthew, Nadine, Heidi, Heather, Narissa, and Christopher, extended family and friends. Jason was preceded in death by his father, Wilbur, who passed away in 1981, and grandparents Frederick and Anna Sperling and Edward and Isabel Corinta. A private memorial service will be held by Jason's family in honor of his life. Donald K. Shirick, 92, of Red Lake Falls, passed away Tuesday, April 2nd at the Villa St. Vincent in Crookston. Massive Christian burial for Don will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, April 13th at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Red Lake Falls, with Father Bob Schreiner presiding, Monsignor Timothy McGee and John Brueggemann, a deacon. Burial will be held at St. Dorothy Catholic Cemetery of Dorothy. Visitation will be held 1 hour prior to the service at the church on Saturday. The flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Armory today is in honor of Clarence Anderson, who was born in July 28, 1926 in Crookston. He enlisted in the U.S. Navy January 23, 1945, served in World War II and Korea, and was discharged in 1957 in Oakland, California. Clarence Anderson died in the state in 1986 in Crookston. That is a look at the local news as we now take a look at the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies and 46 degrees, a northeast wind of 7 miles an hour. Humidity is at 66%. The barometric pressure is at 29.72 inches. That is steady. We do have a northeast wind of 7 miles an hour, so that creates a wind chill of 42. Again, we have 46 with a wind chill of 42 under cloudy skies right now in downtown Crookston. Yesterday, we had a high of 52 with some rain. Yesterday's low, 37. The average high today is 48, the average low, 28. The year ago high, 46. The year ago low, 21. The record high, 78, set in 1931. The record low, 5, set in 1997. The sun rose at 6:51. The sun will set at 8:06 for 13 hours and 15 minutes of daylight. This morning's low was 37, and we did have a trace of rain this morning. As we take a look at the forecast for Crookston and the KROX listening area for this afternoon, a 30% chance of rain after 4 p.m., mostly cloudy, a high near 50, north winds around 10 miles an hour. New precipitation amounts less than a tenth of an inch possible. Tonight, a 30% chance of rain, mainly before 7 p.m. It'll be mostly cloudy, a low around 35, north winds of 5 to 10. New precipitation amounts less than a tenth of an inch possible. Tuesday, mostly sunny, a high near 60, west winds of 5 to 10. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 40, west winds of 5 to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday, a 50% chance of rain after 2 p.m., partly sunny, a high near 65, less than a tenth of an inch of rain possible. Then on Wednesday night, a 50% chance of rain again, mostly cloudy, a low around 40. Thursday, a 30% chance of rain, partly sunny, a high near 53, wind gusts up to 30. Thursday night, a 30% chance of rain before 8 p.m., wind gusts up to 25 and a low around 30. Then on Friday, sunny, a high near 60. Northwest winds around 10 miles an hour. Sunday, partly sunny to mostly sunny, a high near 70 on Saturday, with wind gusts up to 30. And then Sunday, a 20% chance of rain, mostly sunny, a high near 70, once again with wind gusts up to 25. That's a look at the Noontime News on KROX.